Chapter 4. Difficulties in India. It was a long journey from Suez to Bombay. The passengers, however, had music, dancing, games, and 4 excellent meals a day. Phileas Fogg did not play the games or dance to the music. He simply ate the 4 good meals a day. He also played cards. Passepartout liked the voyage. He was surprised to see Detective Fix on board the ship. The ship stopped once for coal. It was 15 hours early. They stamped Fogg's passport again, and at 6 p.m. the Mongolia continued the voyage. The ship arrived in Bombay at 4:30 p.m. on October the 20th, 2 days early. Fogg calmly made a note of this fact. "The train for Calcutta is leaving at 8 p.m., he said, and told Passepartout to buy new shirts and socks and to be at the train station on time. Fogg went to the passport office and then to the train station to have dinner. He did not want to see anything in Bombay. Fix hurried to the police station. He was very disappointed because the warrant to arrest Fogg was not there. He needed a reason to keep Fogg in Bombay until it arrived. Passepartout finished his shopping and went for a walk. He was interested in everything that he saw. He decided to enter a temple on Malabar Hill. Unfortunately, he did not know that people must remove their shoes to enter an Indian temple. Suddenly he was attacked by 3 priests who pulled his shoes off. Passepartout ran away, and at 8:05 he ran into the train station without his hat and shoes. Fix was waiting on the platform, ready to follow Fogg. He heard the servant tell Fogg about the temple and the priests. He thought, Passepartout committed a crime. If I tell the police, they can arrest him and Fogg cannot continue his journey. The train left Bombay on time. At 8 the next morning, the train stopped. All passengers get off the train, shouted the conductor. Where are we? Asked Phileas Fogg. At Colby. The train tracks stop here. You must travel by a different means to Allahabad. There you can catch a train to Calcutta. Fogg, as usual, was calm. I knew there would be obstacles, he said. Passepartout went to look for transport to Allahabad and found an elephant to carry them there. Fogg bought the elephant for £2,000, a very high price. The journey was uncomfortable. They slept in the forest that night and continued their journey at 6 the next morning. At 4 p.m, the elephant suddenly stopped. They all listened. The guide went to look. It is a group of Indian priests, he said. They must not see us. They are going to burn the body of a dead man in one of their temples. They saw a big crowd of people walking by. Priests, musicians, women and children. Some guards were carrying the body of an old man. The man's body was dressed in elegant clothes. Then they saw a beautiful young woman. Some men were pulling her. She could not walk easily. She seemed drugged. The guide explained that the woman was the dead man's wife. They are going to burn her with her dead husband tomorrow morning, the guide said. It is an Indian tradition. I will rescue this woman, said Fogg. I have 12 hours to spare because we are ahead of time. Passepartout realized for the first time that his master had a kind heart. He began to love Phileas Fogg.